The winner of the Democratic primary in New York's 24th congressional district emerged Friday thanking her supporters and her former challenger, Frances Knoll. The post-election night gathering was held at Dana Balter's campaign headquarters in Syracuse following Knoll's concession. WIER's John Smith reports.
People are pretty excited, right? And
a large number of absentee votes delayed the results. However, Balter's supporters seemed just as energized as if it were the same night.
And we have an army of dedicated, passionate volunteers who are ready to carry that message all across the district. In the times of COVID-19, we have to do it a little bit differently. And so we make use of tools. We've got tons and tons of people joining us on Zoom today.
Her first victory is a double-edged sword because it coincides on the same day the Trump administration is claiming that the Affordable Care Act is illegal.
I think it is disgusting. In normal times, would be disgusting. The idea that you are actively trying to take health care away from people is appalling. But to do it in the middle of a global pandemic, the worst health crisis we have seen in a century.
Balter was critical of Republican Congressmember John Katko, who she says doesn't listen to his constituents' needs. She also says Katko made clear that he supports the president and says his voting record is also in step with Trump and his colleagues. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.